they're official. So the official book Scotter has scored. So Bliss comes into the game for Lakers, and Rebels makes it a 3-point play again. I'm sorry. Yeah, 3-point play. They gave her the basket on that, a continuation also. So the lead 26-11, 4:36 to go here. Lakers gains one, gives up three. It's not going to work here. Here comes that half-court trap.
Well, then if you dig, that's what we talked about halftime. They come out being the more aggressive team, and so far Lakers has not been able to answer it.
They get the dealing at the free throw line. Now they get back at the top. And this time they've made this adjustment we talked about. They got Comet not handling the front guard duty, so she's a little bit more open. She dribbles down to the right side, skips off all the way back to the top to Peterson. Peterson's round three is no good. Rebound controlled by Comet. Comet puts the shot back up, and she gets fouled. And if this is on Hale, that's going to be Hale's, well, her first. Struggles has got two.
Correct.
Didn't get everybody all excited there, thinking Hale was in trouble, but.
Most aggressive move we've seen out of the night so far from Taylor Common. Got the rebound on the baseline, tried to do a reverse layup, and almost got the end run, but just didn't quite drop.
So both teams are trying to pound it in a little bit. Comet's second shot up good. She makes them both. 26-13 to let you slow the lead. Here comes the first step. Oh, almost. Peterson had her own dream there in her corner, and she almost picked off that pass. She let her girl think she wasn't there. Now we got a pass outside the line. Shot good. You know how fast one was. She's averaging three three-pointers a game, and she just got another one there.
That is what Sandusky is so good at. We did not see in the first half, but they're outside air, inside out, I'm sorry. When you double cover their post, they drop it outside, and she buries that triple.
And here comes a three trap from Kermit. It looks good, but the rebound was low, and it's trapped down there by Fox. And Fox has got to have at least between Fox and Crows. They've been getting a lot of rebounds up there.
They absolutely have, and now it looks like they're both trying to turn up their offense on the other end, which could signal bad news for Elkton Pigeon Bayport.
And now they're into their patience game again here, which we see all the time from Sandusky. They've got the lead 29-13, and they are going to be patient. They will lull you to sleep with their catch game here. And that's what they're doing. They feed it inside, right back out. They are not going to do nothing here.
Yeah, they could very easily move this ball around for the next 3 minutes and not even consider a shot unless it's a wide-open layup.
And I'll tell you what, they're very disciplined at it. You see it all the time. It gets you frustrated. It gets the announcers frustrated because I can only tell how many times they pass. I'm not even going to stand here and try to keep up with their pass.
The Lakers guys are trying to come out a little bit and pick them up, but unless they want to just switch to straight man, which it looks like maybe Coach Thomas is calling for now, they're not going to get any activity out of the Redskins.
Yep, and they needed to come to the straight man to at least try to get a 5 second count on them, so they did get that out of them. And now Lakers is out there. And Stafford takes a shot finally, and she draws the three. That's not what you want to see as Lakers. You come out, and Deering didn't want to come all the way out on her because it is a mismatch, really.
Yep.
But she nailed it.
The only thing worse than being lulled to sleep on his phone is when they make a three at the end of it to really deflate your bubble.
Nice play there. What they did is they brought up the court. Kermit brought up the court. She lobbed it over to Casey Peterson out across the timeline. Fed it to Deering at the top, and they had Kermit cutting back door. And she made a nice move off the glass and getting the and one. And that foul is going to be Lauren Krause's first. And Taylor Comet goes to the line.
Good to see, though, Comet's really being a lot more aggressive. And like you said, made a great backdoor cut. They saw her coming the whole way and laid it in off the glass.
And her shot's no good. Rebound controlled by Deering. Her shot's up no good. Rebound controlled by Lakers. The Blunt hand pulled away by Krause. And now Krause brings the ball up the court. And Lakers is in a man-to-man, yep. Comet's chasing Krause. Krause gives it up to Hale, who's up behind the three-point line. Now they feed it into Cutton. Kelly Rebels. She goes right down the lane, lays it up off the glass. 34-15, we're going to have a timeout. We'll be back right after this night. Wait.
Look out!
Oh!
Mom, are you all right?
I think so, son. Ooh, help me up.
What happened?
I just lost my balance for a second.
You've been doing a lot of that lately. I think it's time you saw a doctor about it. In fact, we better go to ER right now just to make sure you didn't break something.
You're going to be sore for a few days, but nothing's broken, Mrs. Brown. I'm giving you a prescription for a balance test.
I really don't want to go all the way to Saginaw just for a test.
You don't have to go out of town. Narayan Rehabilitation is nearby in Bad Axe. They have the Thumb's only balance assessment machine. It looks like a doctor's weigh scale. You just follow a few simple instructions, answer a few questions, and they will figure out what's causing the problem. See Narayan Rehabilitation, then we can get your life back in balance.
Talk to your doctor and take your assessment and treatment order to Narayan Rehabilitation, just west of Bad Axe on M53.
Sandpoint residents, now is the time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone Company. Why? How about you can switch right now and keep your same phone number? How about a wider local calling area? Switch to Pigeon Telephone and call Caseville, Bayport, Bad Axe, Cass City, Elkton, Gagetown, Kindy, Pigeon, Port Austin, Unionville, and Sebring, all with a local call. And local offices you can stop into. Certain restrictions apply. It's time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone. Stop by their offices at 20 South Main Street or call 1-800-292-0614 and make the switch today.
And we're back here after that timeout by Lakers. And now what you want to see is the coach to have a timeout come in and have a traveling call made on you.
Well, Lakers brought some new girls in the game. They've not seen the court yet tonight. Sports and Droopers in. I think Kayla Deering needed a rest. She looked real tired, and I think she got that timeout recognizing that, and she's going to take a breather.
And maybe Schwartz and Droober bring a little bit of sport. Plus, if they're going into this delay, you got Schwartz and Droober in here, a hands person versus Deering, who's not, who can get out there, because we saw Crawford come over and shoot over top of her before.
Exactly.
And then again, a long three that time by Emily Hale, no good rebound control ball by Whitney Fast. And Whitney Fast took the ball, passed the floor, turned around and went between three defenders and laid it up off the glass.
I'm not so sure she didn't have a Laker defender draped on her. Maybe could have got the M1, but yeah. The refs let it go.
36-15, Kentucky with the lead here, 50 seconds to go here in the third quarter, and Lakers need to make their move right now.
The sophomore Goggins, seeing her first action as well, so we'll see if she can provide a little outside spark. She's not a tall player, but an outside threat.
And Lakers have been getting the ball in at the free throw line, and they're not even looking to take that shot. They're turning around and out letting it right back out. I think if they even turn and try to dribble the lane, like right there where Kahneman did, or even take a shot and try to draw some defense and open up those post players, but they seem to be intimidated. They get to that free throw line, and have we seen them turn and look at all?
No, they really haven't. That drive though by Common, looks like she may get a little Charlie Horse roll knee on knee, but that is going to be Kelly Ruggles' third foul, so she's going to sit down for at least the end of this period, and we'll see how much longer.
And in the game again is Ashley Lancott. I can't get that right. I want to get that C in there, but it's probably quiet. And Lakers, Common court, she threw the ball off the court, the inbounds, and nobody was there. Lauren Price picks it up and takes it all the way down the court to the left and misses it, and then gets a cheapie at the other end on a long rebound.
Yeah, and Lakers in the bonus, so Blum's going to get a 1-1 out of that, so kind of a stupid foul 90 feet away from your own basket. But
yeah, and Sandusky, you know, has put Lakers in the bonus the rest of the way out, and Lakers has been doing really well there. And that last foul went on Pfeiffer. That's her second. So Lakers are going to be in the bonus the rest of the way out. They only have three team fouls, so, you know, triple penetration here might be a good idea.
It might be, but their number one penetrator, Taylor Common, just left the court and left the facility. Eli Caban took her to the training room to look at her knee, so hopefully that's nothing serious because they definitely need her back in the game.
And Blunt makes the first one, 36-16. 33 seconds to go her in the third period. Her second one's up. She's got a really unorthodox shooting style there. Second one's no good. Rebound controlled by Whitney Fox. Hands it off to Cross, and I look for Sandusky to go for the last second shot here, 25 seconds. 36-16, they got the lead. They can wait as long as they want. They'll probably shoot it, I'm reckoning, right about the 12-second mark. Right now, full court pressure there, man, by Lakers. And they're going to try to keep the five count on them, at least make them keep running. And right now, they got the match if they win. They got Cross one-on-one with Schwarzenegger to the hoop, and she drew a foul.
Unfortunately for Lakers, that's just a mismatch. I mean, Cross is so much stronger, and Schwarzenegger just couldn't quite keep in front of her, and she drew the blocking foul.
I mean, she's 5'2", and Cross comes in at 5'6", you know, and she's got probably 30 pounds on her. Girls don't want to hear that, but 30 pounds by far. I can't imagine Schwarzenegger weighs much under about 90, maybe 95.
Yeah, I think you're stretching it there, more about 75, right. I think. You know, one thing we have not talked about tonight that Lakers has missed for the last 6 weeks is, you know, one of their better players, Shetler, went out with a season-ending injury, I think an ACL, about 6 weeks ago. So that's definitely something they had to learn to play around.
That's right. And that second shot was no good. The rebound, Lakers had it, but it slipped out of their hands. 2 seconds left. Cross gets it. She's taken up over the top. Of course, it was no good. We're going to end the third quarter with Sandusky 37, Lakers 16. We'll be back after we hear from our sponsors.
Main Street Cafe and Bakery and Pigeon.
We always have you in mind.
Friend of the family.
Friend of the family.
Kill this
tonight. Head south over the border for Main Street Cafe's Mexican Fiesta Night. You'll save mucho dinero with most Mexican items under $6. Thursday evenings let your taste buds travel to the Far East for Main Street Cafe's Oriental Night, with entrees to tantalize the most discriminating.